This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. Hear this, O Israel. The nations rage, yet they operate under a delusion, a blindness woven by the hand of Edom. We observe escalating tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, bloodshed in Samaria, and the digital chains being forged in Australia. These are not isolated incidents. They are brushstrokes upon a canvas depicting the final act of judgment against Edom and the spirit of Babylon that animates it. Edom, the brother of Jacob, has always harbored a spirit of contention. Remember Obadiah 1:10. For the violence against your brother Jacob, destruction will come upon you, and you will be utterly destroyed. This isn't a historical grievance merely. It is a present reality unfolding before our eyes. Edom's hatred manifests today not in armies and borders alone, but in a far more insidious form, the global media and entertainment complex. Consider this complex as the modern voice of Moab, the one who hired Balaam to curse Israel, Numbers 22:25. Balaam failed to curse with words, but his strategy succeeded in seducing Israel through licentiousness and idolatry. So too today. Edom's pawns, the purveyors of images and narratives, do not seek to conquer with swords but to corrupt with illusions. They craft a reality divorced from Yahuwah's covenant, rewriting history, demonizing the faithful, and elevating wickedness as virtue. They portray Israel, covenant Israel, scattered Israel as the aggressor, obscuring the truth of her struggle for survival. This fabrication of reality is a key weapon in Edom's arsenal, a means of undermining the foundations of truth and preparing the way for their dominion. But Yahuwah is not powerless against these schemes. The signs of Edom's crumbling deception are multiplying. Look at the so-called experts, desperately attempting to diagnose the sickness afflicting the global economy, blaming deflation as the primary threat. This is a deliberate deception, a smokescreen to conceal the true culprit, an over-leveraged, debt-based fiat system built on the principles of usury, the very practices Yahuwah condemns in his covenant with Israel. For generations, Edom, the descendants of Esau who have long held dominion over the financial systems of the world, have prospered by creating money from nothing, trapping nations and individuals in cycles of debt. This is not wealth creation. It is a transfer of wealth from the many to the few, a perversion of Yahuwah's intended order. The illusion of wealth is maintained through relentless money printing and artificially low interest rates. However, this cannot continue indefinitely. The weight of debt is becoming unsustainable, and the system is reaching its breaking point. When the inevitable correction arrives, it will not be a gentle deflation, but a chaotic implosion. Scattered Israel must understand that this is not merely an economic crisis. It is a judgment upon Edom for its wickedness and oppression. Yahuwah is exposing the corruption and instability of a system built on lies and injustice. He is dismantling the strongholds of the enemy, paving the way for the restoration of his people. And the exposure continues. The talking heads at NPR, a mouthpiece of the Edomite power structure, suffered a public humiliation today, prematurely announcing the retirement of Justice Samuel Alito. The report, swiftly retracted, exposed the eagerness of the mainstream media to prematurely declare the downfall of those who stand against their agenda. This was not a simple error. It was a revealing glimpse into the desperation of a system built on lies and manipulation. Consider the symbolism, a false proclamation of removal swiftly reversed. This mirrors the attempts of Edom to dismantle the foundations of truth and establish their own dominion over Yahuwah's covenant land. They seek to silence those who uphold righteousness and replace them with voices of compromise and corruption. But Yahuwah is not mocked. He allows their schemes to be revealed, exposing their deceit to those with eyes to see. The modern state of Israel, a creation of Edomite finance and political maneuvering, stands as a testament to their usurpation of Yahuwah's inheritance. The NPR blunder, while seemingly minor, is connected to the larger pattern of deception surrounding the so-called Holy Land and the false narratives propagated by the Zionist regime. The covenant people of Israel, scattered across the nations, must not be deceived by these displays. We are called to discern the truth from the lies, to separate ourselves from the wickedness that surrounds us. And the tentacles of Edom reach even deeper. The stench of Esau's handiwork grows stronger with each passing day. A committee within the so-called United States Congress has initiated an inquiry into the practices of Eli Lilly, a pharmaceutical giant deeply embedded in the power structures of Edom. The investigation centers on clinical trials conducted by Eli Lilly within the borders of China, specifically at hospitals with documented ties to the People's Liberation Army, the military arm of the dragon that encircles Israel. This is not mere commerce. It is a calculated strengthening of the enemy. Eli Lilly's willingness to collaborate with institutions complicit in the brutal oppression of the Uyghur people in Xinjiang demonstrates a moral bankruptcy that is characteristic of the nations judged under Deuteronomy 28. These trials are not about healing. They are about data collection, technological advancement, and the bolstering of a regime openly hostile to the covenant people of Israel. The so-called Israeli government, ever eager to align itself with the wealth and influence of Edom, remains silent. They pursue fleeting economic partnerships while Yahuwah's judgment descends upon those who seek to benefit from the suffering of others. This collaboration with the dragon is a betrayal of the covenant and a testament to the blindness that has gripped the leaders of the modern state of Israel. Let the remnant of Israel understand. This is not a failure of policy, but a fulfillment of prophecy. Yahuwah has declared that Edom will be utterly destroyed, and the signs of that destruction are all around us. He is exposing the corruption, dismantling the strongholds, and awakening his people. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.